Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is
Jamie
and Mama Molly and Baby Olen. On this beautiful spring morning, we're bringing the little book of backyard bird songs outside with us. This book is by Andrea Pennington and Kaz Buckingham. You heard a robin?
You hear that?
I do hear some birds. Is that the robin? Let's listen. What'd you hear?
Robin Redbreast.
Where? Up in the sky?
Can you lift me up, please? I don't see them anymore. Let me put your hair down.
American robin, Turdus migratorius. This will be one of the first birds to sing in the morning and often one of the last of the day as well. In winter, large flocks gather to forage for food, mainly fruit. The American robin is found in backyards, parks, and woodlands. They feed on worms, insects, snails, and berries. They nest in trees or on ledges in buildings. They usually lay 4 light blue eggs. The female is a duller color. These birds grow up to 11 inches. Last year, we found a robin nest with 3 or 4 little blue eggs in the white pine tree. This is our robin nest from last year.
I can't. Tickles.
Can you see?
That's too tickly.
Mom? Nobody's living in there this year.
Oh, but maybe next year. And a crow!
Crow. That's the crow. Should we open up and read about the crow?
I know where
this crow is. You opened right up to it. The American crow. These large, sleek, black birds are very sociable and gather in winter in huge numbers to sleep and roost. groups of crows also work together to ward off animals, such as birds of prey that threaten their young. This is known as mobbing. The crow's song is a rasping caw, caw, caw. Although it can make a range of noises, including mimicking other animals and birds. You make a good crow caw. Can I hear that? And the crows are our friends because the crows help ward off the hawks and keep our chickens safe. So we love our crow friends here. Sounds great. Got two little crows.
Heard that call before? That's the sound of our friend, the Northern Cardinal. Cardinalis, cardinalis. What more could a bird do to make itself appealing than have showy red plumage and a fine musical song? No wonder this is the state bird of 7 eastern states. The Northern Cardinal starts singing even earlier than the American Robin, and can usually be heard from February onwards. Listen as well for its pink pink alarm clock. Cardinals are found in woods, towns, and countrysides. They eat seeds, fruits, nuts, and insects. They nest hidden in dense trees and shrubs. They lay 2 to 5 off-white speckled eggs. The female is smaller and browner. Cardinals grow up to 9 inches. Did you know this bird defends its territory fiercely and will even attack its own reflection? What does it sound like? Which one of these birds sounds like that? Not the owl.
No, it sounds like the owl. It sounds like, no, this one.
Like the cardinal. Yeah, it does sound like the cardinal.